Well, today for the Feast of the Sacred Heart, as usual, we'll have the first Friday exposition basically all day. So I figured for the feast day, why not? After the exposition, I'll go ahead and offer the Sacrament of Reconciliation if anybody would like to avail themselves to that. And part of that is because this is one of my favorite feast days of the year. It's actually one of my favorite times of year because last weekend we celebrated the Feast of Corpus Christi, and then right on its heels we get to celebrate this great feast day of the Heart of Jesus. And there's many Catholic devotions that we have. You know, there's all sorts of ones for every flavor of whatever particular devotion or bent a person may have. But I think the Sacred Heart is the center of all of them. That the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the devotion to the Lord's heart, is the Catholic devotion. And for that reason, I think it's my favorite. And I guess there's three things about the Sacred Heart, devotion to the Sacred Heart, that I think just blows it out of the water of absolutely everything else. And the first of is what the heart is. Throughout Scripture, we see that the heart is the center of all human life, that the heart is the center of the person. It's the physical heart is the one that pumps the blood of life throughout the rest of the body. It gives life to every aspect of the human person. But it's also, you see in Scripture, in the depths of the heart where we make our decisions, where those emotions are, but on the deep level where we function as human beings. It's in the heart where we make all of our choices. It's in the depths of our hearts that we're moved to do certain things. It's where we're moved to love. And this devotion to the Sacred Heart, the second thing, is it really a devotion to the love of Christ. That we see, especially on something like Valentine's Day, that the heart is the prototypical image of love. And it's in this devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus that we're fully devoted to the love of Christ. That this perfect image of love, of his heart, which is pierced out of love for us. And it's this love that's poured forth from his wounded side on the cross that completely changes our lives. So the second thing, the devotion to the Sacred Heart is a devotion to the love of Jesus Christ, a love that changes absolutely everything for us. And then third and finally, the Sacred Heart is really a summary of the entire Christian faith. That it's a devotion to Jesus's human heart. That his humanity, which he receives from the Blessed Virgin Mary, and we celebrate at Christmas, that Jesus becomes one of us. So the Sacred Heart teaches us about the Incarnation, the fact that Jesus became man. But then it also, of course, teaches us about his passion and death, that it's woven, or it has the crown of thorns woven around us, woven around it, and is pierced with a lance, wounded, blood and water flowing out, that it shows us the passion of our Lord. And then also there's the light that comes out from behind the Sacred Heart, reminding us that behind all of the death of our Lord is the resurrection, that the light shines and breaks through the darkness. And then finally, with Pentecost, the Sacred Heart is on fire, the tongues of fire of the Holy Spirit, that it's burning out of a deep desire and a deep love for us, and is ultimately offered to us in the Eucharist. And it's at that Last Supper where St. John leans his head upon the chest of Jesus and listens to his heartbeat. So today, let us allow the heartbeat of Jesus Christ to resonate within the depths of our own hearts. And knowing that with every beat of his heart, he tells us and he shows us how much he loves us. Let's devote ourselves to that love today, to the love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus.